Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho-ho-ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff Kinsbach.
And I'm his wife, Patty.
And we travel and live full-time in our RV.
We sure do.
Yep, we're from Cleveland, Ohio, Akron, Ohio, Northeast Ohio, whatever you want to call
You're right.
Anyway, to make a long story short, I had a long career in radio, retired. My wife said to me one day, I just want to sell everything, buy an RV, and travel and see everything we never got to see when we were working.
That's right.
And that's what we do.
Yeah.
Anyway, we started a podcast, and this is the podcast that you are listening to, and we certainly appreciate having you along for the ride.
We sure do.
Recently, we had a show at the Music Box Supper Club on the West Bank of the Flats in downtown Cleveland. It was a great night.
Oh, it was.
But it was also the first time that Patty has ever been on a stage.
Oh, my gosh.
How did you feel?
Oh, you know, I was nervous.
I would imagine.
I hope it didn't show too much, probably for at least the first half hour.
Right.
But then I started to relax a little more. But yeah, but it was fun. It was really cool being up there and talking to everybody.
At the end of the show, how did you feel?
I felt great.
Did you feel like you could do this again?
Not at that moment, but I'd love to do it again.
You know who was really great? Was plane dealer, travel editor, Susan Glasser.
Oh, Susan, yes.
She was the moderator.
So nice, yeah.
And she had some really great questions. Unfortunately, there was a glitch with the audio recording.
Yeah.
And we really can't bring you the podcast of the entire event. There was something that happened where the audio skips, gaps, and then picks up. It's called buffering.
Yeah.
And it was totally out of our control. However, Susan had some great questions.
She did.
I'm going to play you a little bit of the audio, all right? It's going to gap, it's going to jump, but at least you'll kind of get the gist of what is wrong with the audio and what was going on at the show.
Yeah, wait till you hear this.
Remember when Susan asked us this?
Are there any funny stories you guys want to share?
No. Like no funny stories.
Patty ended up in a dumpster. They also sort of...
And then we had a pretty cool reply, but unfortunately it's garbled up a little bit. Take a listen.
Big difference going from a 30-foot RV to a 30. Oh, she went through the roof. She was so mad.
My brand new RV.
Yeah. Oh. The tires were... And she goes from station. She runs out, and then I hear her screaming because she had sprayed herself with the water. And
we also had another funny moment. Remember this?
And she goes, you dumbass.
These are the two who don't argue while they're on the road, right?
Oh, yeah, we get along great.
So there you have it. Unfortunately, there was a problem with the audio, and we really can't bring you the entire event that happened at the Music Box. It is a bummer.
It really is.
However, we appreciate your support, and next time... And there will be a next time.
Yep.
You got to come to the show.
Yes.
It was a whole lot of fun.
It was.
It rained that afternoon.
It did.
And I thought, wow, it's going to probably stop a lot of people from coming because it rained pretty hard.
I know. Right when we were getting there to the flats, it started to rain.
Just opened up.
And it didn't last long.
No. We still had the sold out crowd.
Yep.
The place was jammed.
Everybody showed up.
But, you know, it was a full moon. It was the 13th. Maybe that's why there was a glitch in the recording. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, you know, we saw a lot of people. I've met a lot of people that normally we communicate with on like Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's really interesting to meet people in person.
It is. It's pretty cool.
Especially when people come up, hey, I'm a friend of yours on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you meet and it's like, yeah, it's really a cool experience. It's
very cool.
Yeah. We saw John and Dottie there. Now, this is a funny story. There was also a Jim and Dottie.
Yeah, that were supposed to come.
Right. And they couldn't because they got exposed to COVID and thought, you know, best to stay home. And
right.
We certainly appreciate that.
We sure do.
But I wanted to introduce John and Dottie to Jim and Dottie.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That would have been fun.
Maybe sometime in the future.
Yeah.
Also, Dan and Rachel were with John and Dottie. Dan is a mobile RV tech.
Yeah.
And we actually had somebody in the audience who asked, hey, do I really have to be handy in order to do this? It's best to.
Yeah.
We really think it's best to.
Right.
But unless you want Dan to follow you around with his mobile tech.
Or you have to follow Dan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
See, who else did we see? We saw Kathy and Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
We thank them for coming.
And our dear friend, Susan Butler, from our last podcast, was there too.
Mm-hmm. Jeff and Bill and the gang from the mining company.
Yeah.
Years back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there were some stories there.
Oh, I bet there were.
Tom and Lisa Mandel were there.
Oh, they're such special friends. It was so nice to see them there.
Yeah, and they had a busy night, but they took time out and came to our event.
Oh, that was so sweet.
It really was.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Sandra Miller. Mm-hmm. Who was with me at WONE in Akron. Mm-hmm. She came all the way from Youngstown, Y103.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Thank you, Sandra. That meant a lot.
Yes, and Rick and Mary Stein were there.
Uh-huh.
That was very nice to meet them.
Yep, great seeing them.
Yes.
Half your family was there.
Oh, yeah.
Including your twin sister.
Yes.
And she was with Greg and their daughter, Kelly, and her new husband, Brian.
And my cousin showed up with her guy. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Chrissy and Ed.
Yes. But we really appreciate everybody coming out.
We really do.
That was really, really nice.
It really was. I want to thank Michael Norman of the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com.
Thank you, Michael.
David, Nancy, Richard, and of course, Susan Glasser.
Yes.
All from the Plain Dealer.
Yes.
Great people.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, we won't be able to bring you the podcast of the event.
Oh, man, I know.
Because of that glitch.
Oh, boy.
But I'll tell you, Susan asked some really good questions.
She did.
She wanted some facts and figures. For example, she asked, how many miles have we traveled?
Well, we have traveled just over 30,000 miles, and we've stayed in 30 states. We've been gone for 20 months, 91 weeks, 636 days.
That's almost 2 years.
I know. And we've stayed in 148 campgrounds, different campgrounds. That's not including the free ones like the Harvest Host, the Kohl's parking lot, Lowe's parking lot. We even stayed in my sister Peggy's condo's parking lot. That was really nice.
Cracker Barrel.
That's right. Cracker Barrel. That was so nice they let us stay there.
Yeah, it was. Well, a lot of them will, but you got to ask the managers.
Right.
Because some of them won't, some of them will.
Right.
Well, speaking of statistics, I want to talk about fuel. What we have spent on fuel the first year compared to what we recently have been paying.
Yes.
And that's coming up a little bit later in this podcast.
Okay.
But speaking of places to stay, one of our sponsors is the Muskingum Watershed Conservancy District. Mm-hmm. Now, I know what you're thinking. What is that?
Right.
It is an incredible place to stay.
Oh, it sure is.
Over 2,000 camping sites spread out in Ohio.
Yeah.
People from surrounding states come here all the time.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a best-kept secret. And we thought we would let you know a heck of a lot more about this gem in the state of Ohio with Director of Marketing and Communications, Adria Bergeron, on the phone with us right now.
Adria, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me and bringing me a part of your journey.
Well, I'll tell you, we are very proud to have you as a sponsor. And I had somebody come up to me at the event who said, oh my gosh, I had no idea about the MWCD. She said that I'm so used to camping in state parks, I had no idea that this exists. But you're not state parks, are you?
Correct. And it's a common misconception, and it's a little bit of a gray area because we are a subdivision of the government, but we are different from state parks in that we do not receive tax dollars. So we are fully sustainable for our operations. And that's based on the fact that all of the lakes that our campgrounds exist upon were created for flood control after the Great Flood of 1913. So in the 1930s, the dams were built. and the lakes were created. And in the 50s and 60s, the campgrounds were added to those lakes. And, you know, we've been what we say is a quiet organization, and we're trying to be not quite so quiet any longer and just share our destinations and our locations with the folks in the area so that they can come and explore the lakes that we offer.
You have some fantastic places. What is it, over 2,000 sites that you can camp in, right?
Yes, we do. So we have a total of 8 locations where you can choose to camp. 5 of those locations are larger in the sense that they have several hundred campsites at each location, and then we have 3 smaller locations. So the big 5 are Atwood, Charles Mill, Pleasant Hill, Seneca, and Tappan Lake Park.
Wow.
And then the smaller ones are Piedmont, Clendenning, and Leesville. So depending on what you're looking for, if you want more of the family activities, if you want more things to do to be more entertained, the 5 big parks are definitely the thing you'd want to check out.
Mm-hmm.
If you are looking to kind of get off of the grid a little bit and just check out, enjoy the lake, the peaceful surroundings, enjoy some really fabulous fishing, Clendenning, Leesville, and Piedmont are definitely a much slower pace. The horsepower limit on those 3 lakes is 10,
mm-hmm.
so it keeps things quiet. They're great for kayaking and just exploring the lake and just kind of getting away and really escaping everything.
I'll tell you, and that's a big word, kayaking. There are
mm-hmm.
so many people buying kayaks.
Mm-hmm. Now,
absolutely.
I have a question. So your campgrounds, are they full hookups?
So over the last 5 years or so, we've undergone a major renovation at
mm-hmm.
most of our campgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have invested over $100 million upgrading our campgrounds to allow full hookups, 50 amp power service, and concrete pads to accommodate a lot of the bigger units that
mm-hmm.
we have in today's environment, and an easier experience for those who want to be able to pull in and kind of have the ease of that
mm-hmm.
location. So there are parking spots available as well on those pads.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
they're
incredible.
Really fabulous.
Yeah,
yes, they're
really,
really great.
So you can handle anything from our rig to a sleeping
yes.
bag.
Correct. Yep. And everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
And each lake kind of provides its own unique environment. So again, depending on what you're looking for, we have everything from unlimited horsepower lakes all the way down to those 9.9 horsepower limit lakes. So you really get quite the variety and really can accommodate whatever, you know, everyone has different desires. So we have something for everyone.
Mm-hmm. What's really fantastic is this year, of course, we have the price of gasoline that has gone through the roof. So a lot of people are sticking by. They're staying
right.
home. They're only going to travel maybe 30 or 40 miles. You guys are like absolutely perfect.
Yes, we are definitely an easy drive from pretty much anywhere in Ohio, along with Pennsylvania, West Virginia. You know, we get people from around the entire country, but definitely a great place for those people who don't want to travel too far. However, if you'd like to pull up and stay for a weekend or a week or a month, you have that ability to do so at our campgrounds. We have everything from daily campsites to seasonal campsites. And a seasonal campsite allows you to park your camper from April 1st through October 31st, and you don't have to move at any time in between.
Wow, that's
so that
nice.
Is a big difference between us and state parks, is that we do offer longer-term camping accommodations.
Boy, that's fantastic. And you got a website, www.mwcd.org, and you also have a phone number, 877-363-8500.
Yep, you can get online, make reservations. And although we've just talked about camping on this conversation, we also have boat rentals. So if you have your own boat, you're more than welcome to utilize one of our public boat launch ramps and launch your boat and explore the lake that way. Or if you don't have a boat or don't want to bring it along with you, each of our lakes has a marina, and you can rent a boat, a kayak, a fishing boat, and explore the water using one of our boats, and then easy, just return it to the dock and you're done for the day.
Wow, that sounds
oh
so fantastic.
Gosh, that sounds so fun.
We always tell everybody, stay active, get off your butt, get out there.
Yes.
Right.
Adria,
yep.
We want to thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'm so glad to get to talk to you and again, share in your exploration of all the campgrounds. that are available here in Ohio. It's interesting to hear your explorations across the entire country. So enjoy your trips and have safe travels. And I can't wait to host you at one of the MWCD campgrounds soon. Wow.
That's going to be fantastic. We're looking forward to that.
Oh, yes.
We really
Absolutely.
Are.
We're coming soon.
Yeah.
Great.
Thanks again. Take care.
Thank you so much. Once again, thanks
for being our sponsor.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know, these campsites are really ideal this year because the price of fuel is so high. People are staying closer to home, and these are centrally located.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of fuel prices, the first year that we were out, we went across the country and came back. That cost us about $7,000 in fuel for the first year.
Yep.
This year, of course, our fuel bill has more than doubled.
Oh, yes.
Just recently, we spent 4 weeks going through Michigan. We went up the west coast of Lake Michigan into the Upper Peninsula. That cost us $1,100 just in fuel for the RV.
Right, because we moved around a lot.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't stay real long at the campsites.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Some of the high points of the Music Box event that we just did, I think people really like those dumpster stories. And you have had more issues with your telephone.
You I know.
Threw it away in a dumpster. It literally stopped dead on you, and we had to have it wiped with a computer at Verizon.
And I lost so much stuff because I didn't have it backed up enough.
And you lost it again somewhere.
Oh.
Now, we didn't tell this story.
I know. I wish I would have thought about this story when we were at the Music Box, but I'll tell it now.
Okay.
So when we were in Palm Springs, Mackenzie was visiting us. So the three of us were walking around downtown. It's the cutest downtown. Oh, great little shops and stores. And we went into this interior design store. Now, my phone has what's called a clip hanger on it. I like to put that on my belt loop. I don't know. I just always put it on my belt loop, so I've got it with me. But the problem with that is if I sit down, sometimes it pops up.
Right.
But I just have to make sure when I stand up that I didn't leave it in the chair.
Yeah, because it'll pop off.
Yeah, and it just comes off and I don't even know it and I'll just walk away. So
that was the case.
We did that and we had been way down the street. We had been...
We must have walked a mile away from that store.
Oh, yeah.
Down the street.
Yeah, and I go to get my phone. You know, I thought it was hanging on my belt loop, and it's like, oh, my phone, it's not here.
So what we did is we called the phone.
And a guy answered it. Mm-hmm. We kind of explained to him, that was my phone.
That's okay. I'm the manager of the store that you were just in, and we have your phone.
We have it right here.
So we walked all the way down the street again.
Yeah, it was probably like a mile down the street. Mm-hmm. It was way down. I couldn't believe that I went that long without even touching my phone or knowing that I didn't have it.
You know what else got a really good laugh?
What?
At the Music Box event?
Oh, no.
Where Patty Pease.
Oh,
now,
I don't know that we should be talking about this.
We were at the center of the country.
Oh.
It's in South Dakota, out in the middle of nowhere. Now, I think when we were on stage at the Music Box, some people might have thought we were there in the RV.
Right.
We were in the Jeep.
We were in the Jeep.
And needless to say, I hear the words, I have to pee. We're in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, we shouldn't be talking about this.
But it wasn't like we were in the RV and you went outside and peed. No, we wouldn't do that. We would pee in the RV. Mm-hmm. So, well, it happens to all of us.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a pretty funny
story. But it just so happened that there was nobody around.
Right.
I mean, nobody. I mean, you could look down the street both ways.
Oh, yeah.
And nothing.
Mm-mm.
And just pasture and just nothing.
Right.
It's just in the middle of nowhere.
It is.
There's a little town about 20 miles away called Belfort, South Dakota, and they actually have a monument to the center of the nation right there in their town.
Right.
It's beautiful what they've done.
But it's not correct.
It's not.
The actual center of the nation is marked officially with a special marker in the ground and an American flag about 20 miles north of there.
Yes.
And it's off a dirt road.
Yes, it takes forever to get there, it seems like. And then you get there and there's nothing there. There's nobody around, nothing at all.
In the middle of nowhere.
And then in this pasture, probably about
a quarter mile off the road,
you see this flag and you walk to the flag.
There's the official marker.
There's the official marker.
Right.
Yeah, it's really cool.
But we didn't have the RV. We had the Jeep.
We had the Jeep.
So that's why Patty went outside.
And I had to go.
Hey, speaking of RVs.
Oh, yeah.
Our sponsor, General RV, really knocked it out of the park at the Music Box.
Oh, they did.
And guess who stopped by our studios here in our RV this morning?
Yes, he's right here with us.
Tim Nicholson, the sales manager of General RV in North Canton. On Wednesday night at the Music Box in downtown Cleveland, didn't bring just one RV. You brought two RVs.
Two RVs.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were sitting and thinking, what do we take? Limited, just take a couple coaches. And I thought I would just bring two of the hottest sellers on the market right now. So we brought that Vista 31B from Winnebago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what we have found over time is people use those bunkhouse. They use that bunk area. I've got a lady that came in. She travels the country, and she does embroidery. So she does embroidery. Mm-hmm. And she wants to travel the country going to all these specialty events and shows she does.
Yeah.
And she wants a motorhome. So we show her the bunkhouse. She puts a table in, and now she's doing all her embroidery in her motorhome, meeting people there and taking care of business.
Oh, that's perfect.
Perfect. And then you can close off the bunk room.
And then you can close that off.
Or the bunks.
Yep.
Yeah. So she left the top one or took them both out?
No, she ended up taking them both out.
Wow.
And her husband, you know, handy guy, he put some storage in for
her. Yeah, like a big
worked
closet.
Out really, really good.
That's great.
And then the other one is people leaving the bunks in for their dogs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the dogs.
Oh,
good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So they take the top one and they make that more closet.
Mm-hmm.
And
storage.
And then their dogs have their own place to, to hang out and do their thing.
Oh, that's
so
perfect.
It's so versatile. And it's a little bit smaller, easy to learn, great first motorhome.
Yeah.
Or somebody, maybe their second upgrading from, you know, a Class C or whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Just really fills a void to get people out and get going. And it's pretty doggone affordable.
Yeah. I think it was, 32 or 33 feet?
Yeah. Yep.
And
32?
It is. It was beautiful. There was a lady who came into the Music Box, came up to me and said, I was just on your motorhome.
Oh, boy.
Well, I said, that's not mine, but if I could have that, I would, you know.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. So well, there was a couple out there when we were putting everything back, getting ready to leave. And we come carrying out four big boxes from the leftovers from everything we'd given away.
Mm-hmm.
And we open up compartments that are putting in. The guy's like, you guys put all that in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know you had that kind of room.
Oh, yeah. These motorhomes have tons of storage underneath.
And then he's checking out the outside TV, telling us what he could do with that.
Uh-huh.
And then he went to the outside kitchen. And
He's
like, is there anything this one doesn't have?
Oh.
And I went, it doesn't have an owner.
Oh, I like that.
Perfect. That's awesome. And then you had the B van.
Yeah.
Which was a Mercedes four-wheel drive.
Yeah. You know, B van is the largest growing segment in the RV world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because just a matter of 5-6 years ago, there just wasn't very many. There was just a couple manufacturers producing them. And they were pretty straightforward, nothing different that hadn't been done in years and years and years. And then this segment exploded about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting. We were out west in Wisconsin skiing, very remote area, and we pull in and there's 4 B vans.
Wow.
Gosh.
That they had stayed overnight.
Wow.
Out in the mountains.
Uh-huh.
And my wife remarks, she goes, check it out. These guys are really doing it.
Yeah.
They
are. And so, yeah, when you look at these B vans, you've got the bed, you've got a bathroom, you've got a place to make meals, and yet you're still in this B body, mm-hmm. you know, van body, but you have all the amenities with you. And we start out in very basic ones,
mm-hmm.
and then go clear up into these four-wheel drive, off-road, very rugged, very, very well-equipped.
Yeah, you can just take them anywhere. That's amazing.
I'm totally impressed because you can get off the grid and you can drive way back to where that lake is.
Yep. Yeah.
Or drive to that. You have no issue driving up to that ski resort.
And so I met the one guy he travels and he does YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all over the country and mm-hmm. he goes to these resorts and grades them, puts a bunch of stuff about them, and then heads out to his next adventure. Just was very interesting in what he's doing, what he's got going on.
And the best thing about it is It can be 6 degrees outside.
Yeah.
They don't freeze.
No.
That's amazing.
No. And a lot of them are not only getting off the grid, but there's so many people, you know, that are traveling that are working remote.
Right.
Yeah. They're off the grid and they're working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's amazing how many people we're meeting today that are doing all this. Mm-hmm. So if you'd have been at the dealership 5 years ago, I may have had 2 or 3 B vans in stock. Mm-hmm. You come by this afternoon, I'll have 30.
Wow. Nice.
So
nice to choose
and
from a lot
multiple
to choose
manufacturers.
From.
So you can really dial in what you want it. Uh-huh. Whether you want it really rugged, what do you want it luxury, whether you want it entry level. We really have all the bases covered. So we're fortunate that we don't carry just 1 or 2 manufacturers,
right,
that we carry multiple manufacturers. So when people come in shopping, they can really look at what everybody's got to offer.
Well, I'll tell you, that was a fun event the other night.
It was. It was so much fun.
When I was looking into the crowd, there's a couple points that I took. Mm-hmm. People were very intent listening.
Mm-hmm.
They really were not talking amongst
themselves.
I noticed
that too. I noticed. It was very nice.
The questions were very good. Mm-hmm. There was not a crazy dumb question. They really wanted to know, how do you do this?
Yeah, from the audience, right.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. questions they asked were really good, and I learned some things. And then when it ended, people just didn't leave.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And so they were coming up to you guys, they were coming up to us,
uh-huh.
And then hanging out and listening to some more questions and seeing what was going on. I was impressed with the group, because it was a lot of people that were either RVing or really interested in getting out and doing some travel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's the same impression I got too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought maybe there'd be a lot of people from back in the day that listened to me on the radio. No, these are people today who are camping, who are trying to figure out how to do this with high fuel costs,
yeah.
and, you know, and we have a way around it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Absolutely. So absolutely.
It's really cool.
There were a few there that weren't RVers or campers. They were there,
were,
to see
huh?
Oh, there
us.
Were several that were not RVers.
Right. They
can
were
you
there.
Name them?
No. Well, yes, I can. Michael and Renee. And...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Renee actually went on a cruise.
The MMS cruise.
An MMS cruise that Patty and I met on. And
wow.
Yeah, that was 33, 34
yeah,
years ago.
Yeah, she was
ago.
Just telling us that night. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Then it was Dale and Donna.
Mm-hmm.
We had met them just a couple of weeks ago in Maumee Bay State Park.
Right, and we told them about our event coming up, which they didn't know about, but they showed up.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Now, they
awesome.
Just are new RVers. They just recently got, well, a new-to-them trailer,
mm-hmm.
and they absolutely love it. They're part-timers.
So
there's, you know, there's
be looking for them to come in the door in a couple
yes.
of months. Upgrade. And people say, this is your third RV. Well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Doesn't it,
does.
Though?
It does.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be keeping this one for a little while.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm perfectly happy with this
you,
for a long
you
time.
You did what generally a lot of people do mm-hmm. when they're really hitting the road. They, mm-hmm. they get into one, they know what direction they're going. And usually at the third one, they're really, really dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I try daily to listen to people, you know, be understanding of their budget, mm-hmm. but also listen to them, what they want to do, where they want to go. And we try to, you know, give them guidance. And whether it's a small trailer, you know, a bigger mm-hmm. fifth wheel, we do a lot of toy haulers.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Amazing the number of toy haulers we do.
Well, you know, and with all the people that we meet, there's not too many that have bought an RV and still have it, because
yep.
usually people will say, oh, this is my second or my third or my fourth,
right. yeah.
you know, it's
yeah.
pretty common.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people, they'll start out with the travel trailer and then they'll move up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They'll end up in a smaller motor home.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, okay, we're ready to hit the road.
Right. Or like us, we weren't sure if we would like it. So we just kind of went small.
Yep.
You know, cost-wise, we didn't want to overdo it to
Absolutely.
Begin with. And I think a lot of people do that, too.
Absolutely.
And then they finally realize, wait, I love this. I'm going to keep doing it. And then they'll upgrade a bit.
If Patty shows up at General RV without me,
oh.
throw her out.
But it's always fun when a family comes in and they're looking at motorhomes and they got kids. I always make a point and go over, hey, do you know there's 3 things that you'll never hear again? Are we there yet? I got to go, and I'm hungry.
Yep. I love it. Yeah. Yes.
It's so true. I always tell him, you know, you can be driving along and you can be accomplishing all those things.
Yep.
Interesting, boating and RVing goes so hand in hand. And I was leaving the dock and the gentleman who owns the marina is out there with three of his grandkids fishing, you know, and we stopped and talked. Just like with camping as a family, you know, he looked and he goes, these are times I can't get back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quiet evening.
Yep.
Sitting out there, uh-huh. hanging out, no phone.
Yes.
Yep. No distractions. Mm-hmm. And we sat there watching the kids for a while. It was wonderful. Wonderful night.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, we really appreciate you being a sponsor.
Yes. Absolutely.
No, we appreciate you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Been a great partnership. And we really look forward to growing this and seeing where you go, mm-hmm. Listening to some more stories. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there'll be another dumpster story.
Right.
But there better not be.
But we'll be listening for the next one and just excited to see your adventures.
We'll find out where Patty pees next.
Oh, no.
That could be a new segment. That could be a whole new segment.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
You are too.
Well, that does it for another week. But I got to tell you, we've been contacted by a couple of people who, well, they took a vacation or they did a little camping and RVing, and it turned into an unbelievable adventure.
Oh, yes.
All that and more coming up.
Now that we're done, we need to go to the dumpster.
What?
We have two bags that need to be thrown away. I'm tired of looking at them.
You gonna throw away your phone this time?
Oh my gosh, I would never do that. by the way, have you seen my phone? We've been so busy today working on this podcast.
What?
I don't even know where it is.
What?
I gotta find it.
Get out of here.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.